This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Up next, metal foam. That's what I said. Think of a porous material like styrofoam, but made out of steel, aluminum, or another metal. We have a great video on our website of ballistic tests showing this material shattering an armor-piercing bullet shot at it. It's amazing. It just, boom, goes away. But metal foam has promises way beyond military applications. Here with details on this new space age material, as we used to like to say, is Afsani Rabi'i, and he is professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering at North Carolina State University in Raleigh. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you very much.
Let's start with the video of a bullet striking this metal foam. Describe what's happening there.
Well, we have a composite armor made out of our material with some front page and back plate. And we do ballistic testing, all sorts of different impacts from type 3, type 4, which is the different sizes of bullet, and even 50 cal. And we were happily surprised to see that even the hard core of the bullet is stuck in those bubbles that we had created inside the metal. I originally started making this material not necessarily for armors, but more for cars and trains to squeeze like a sponge, but in a heavy duty kind of form of a sponge. So we can put it in front of a car or high speed train and take care of the collision impact. But when we saw the performance of the material, we started thinking, how about ballistic and bullet? And so I tested those, and we saw what you saw. So we saw that the material can perform. Basically, what we have here is a bunch of air bubbles that are embedded in the material. And when you hit that material, it will squeeze the bubbles. And by squeezing the bubbles, it will absorb the energy.
It's sort of counterintuitive to think that you're adding a lot of bubbles to the metal. That would make it stronger. Is there any secret to how you arrange the bubbles inside that make it better?
Well, actually, that is the main purpose, because I'm not the first person who ever made metal foam. There has been other studies where people blew air into a molten metal and create a metal foam similar to a bubble bath. The problem with other metal foam has been, it creates a bunch of bubbles, or we call it porosities, or air pocket, that are in different sizes. They're randomly connected, and there's no structure to hold those bubbles. But our material has a very uniform bubble structure, so the load is, or the force is, uniformly distributed between all of those porosities. At the same time, we added some matrix to hold those bubbles together to work in force bearing. As a result, the material has become the strongest metal foam, and it can perform well in loading or heating.
And not only, and I understand that it also can work in to be resistive to radiation in spacecraft. Would it block radiation coming in?
Correct. It can block the radiation, not only radiation, but also heat. And the reason for that is the air that is trapped inside those porosities that provide the scattering of the radiation, as well as providing the kind of heat shield.
Wow.
It's very similar to all those porosities inside the styrofoam. And this is similar, but in a metal form.
Sort of a styrofoam metal. I want to thank you very much for taking time to be with us today, Afsani.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
Afsani Rabi'i is professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering at North Carolina State University, right there in Raleigh.